Unit 8, page 86 of the student's book.
Popfaro used to be a small, quiet town on the south coast of England, but it has become a crowded and busy tourist resort now. They've completely destroyed its old atmosphere. The small, old houses have been pulled down, and tall buildings have been put there instead. They've also built a big hotel in the middle of the town. The narrow streets have been widened and resurfaced, so the big trees on the two sides of the streets have been cut down. The large area of grassland in the suburbs of the town has been turned into an ugly car park. Even the old corner shop isn't there anymore. It's been replaced by a big department store. And there's an expensive restaurant where there used to be an old tea shop. Many people in Popfaro are happy with the changes, as there are more jobs for them. But some people don't like the changes. They miss the quiet and peaceful life of the old town.
Unit 8, page 88 of the student's book. Language focus. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat.
Ow. Cow. House. Town. Couch. How. Mouse. O. Coat. Bowl. Phone. Note. Bone. Close.
Practice the sentences.
Number one. Don't shout so loudly. Number two. Ours is the nicest house in the town. Number three. At last we found the mouse under the couch. Number four. Look at the red rose on the snow. Number five. Come over to the window. Number six. I'll put my coat on and go out.
Test yourself C, page 91 of the student's book.
I live in a small village called Henfield. There are about 500 people here. I love it because it's quiet and life is slow and easy. You never have to queue in shops or banks. The village is clean, people look after it and don't throw their rubbish in the streets. The air is also clean because there's not much heavy traffic. It's much more friendly here than in a city. Everyone knows everyone, and if someone has a problem, there are always people who can help. There aren't many things I don't like about Henfield. One thing is that there's not much to do in the evening. We haven't got any cinemas or theatres. Another problem is that people always talk to each other and everyone knows what everyone else is doing. But I still prefer village life to life in a big city.